Before I begin the music notes on this final Sunday, before we begin in-person worship, I would like to take a moment to recognize the voices you've heard singing each and every week. Allison Bruin, Grace Bruin, Julie Fry, David Furness, Bonnie Hales, Ken Hales, Ann Kinsey, Eric Kinsey, Abby Lamp, Bill Leslie, Susan Sands, and Liz Vandenberg have led hymns in 47 audio worship services and 5 video worship services. Their leadership kept us singing as a congregation. If you see one of these individuals at worship in the coming weeks, take a moment and thank them. Their dedication and leadership has been outstanding. And now, the music notes. We begin with "If You But Trust in God to Guide You," a fitting hymn both for today's lessons and as we transition into a more familiar mode of worship next week. The prelude is a setting of today's hymn after the sermon, "We Love Your Realm, O God," and the opening hymn is "Thank You, God, for Sisters, Brothers." The anthem is a medley of hymn tunes from around the globe, titled "In Christ There Is No East or West." The service concludes with the hymn that began our time together, "If You But Trust in God to Guide You." As you listen to the postlude, be reminded of God's guidance throughout this pandemic, and be encouraged as that guidance brings us in the sanctuary together once again next week.
Thank you. As we begin, it is important that you know that wherever you find yourself worshiping today, we are gathered together in spirit. And no matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are and to share God's love with you. As we enter into this sacred time together, I want to invite you, as always, to join me in taking a deep and slow and intentional breath. Invite God's very real presence of peace to fill you as you inhale. And as you exhale, set aside all the worries and the anxieties of the day. And join me as we reflect on today's theme. Our theme today, God's will, is kind of a tough one. You see, though each and every week we pray the words, "Thy will be done," in the midst of the Lord's Prayer, and we do trust that God is moving in ways that we don't orchestrate or even have any awareness of, it's still hard not to hear in our heads the voice of someone saying, "It was God's will." Especially in response to an unimaginable tragedy, a life-altering diagnosis, or some event that leaves massive loss and grief in its wake. Now, I suppose for some, that idea and those words provide a comforting answer or an explanation for something that otherwise doesn't have one. But for many, including myself, the idea that God wills everything to happen, even the stuff that destroys us, well, it's a little bit hard to swallow. And it makes it really hard to believe that God is gracious and loving and good all the time. God's will is one of those mysterious things about our faith, one of those things I haven't quite figured out, and I'm not sure we're meant to. So instead of getting caught up on God's will, I choose to think about what I'm calling the God wills. Truths about God that I can embrace, even when things about a life of faith feel pretty confusing. God will always love you. God will always go with you, even when, for no reason at all or for plenty of reasons, the going gets tough. God will always want for you that which is life-giving, even in the face of death and loss and grief. God will always show up, even in, especially in, the places we least expect. God will always lead you forward, even when it feels like life is running in slow motion or in a continuous loop, or even at a standstill. God will always meet you where you are, even if it means searching the depths to find you. I don't know a lot about God's will, but I do know about the God wills. And I am counting on the fact that if we place our trust in what we know to be true about God and what God will do, if we seek God and allow God to seek us, even when life unfolds in ways that we can't reconcile or can't imagine or could not possibly be what God wants for us, we will never be alone in the realness and the struggle of that. As we gather now in spirit, I know that God will meet us here, no matter where we find ourselves, no matter what we bring to this time, together to worship in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
invite you to join me in praying our prayer of confession out loud if you've got the words in front of you from our website or our Facebook page, or simply pray by listening along. Let us pray. God, the days of making plans have returned, and after a year of cancellations, it feels so good to be back in the driver's seat of our own lives. We are finally able to be in control, to have things to look forward to, and to arrange how our lives will unfold, right? The truth is, our relationship with control and with your will for our lives has always been a complicated one. And despite our efforts, we have always had a lot less time in the driver's seat than we'd like to think. Life happens, despite our best laid plans, in ways that are beautiful, heartbreaking, unexplainable, and unimaginable. We know that what you want for each of us is fullness of life, but that doesn't always mean filling our lives to the brim and holding on so tightly to the plan that we miss your presence. Help us, loving God, to experience the freedom of not knowing and to trust that surrendering to your will is a promise that you will be with us through it all. Amen. When we let go of the plan, we open ourselves up to experience God's grace, God's mercy, and God's forgiveness in new ways. We make room in our lives and for our lives to be filled with God's love and to be even more aware of God's presence and movement in and through us. May we claim these promises this day, and may they change the way we go about our lives. Amen.